Welcome to the Allowed Unplugged Night podcast, brought to you by Allowed, for those who want it louder. These nights serve as our way of showing our dedication to live music, as well as showcasing some of the finest unsigned talent around with our friends at Hard Rock and Gibson. This month we've got music and behind-the-scenes interviews from Scottish singer-songwriter Muddy Face, pop from all-girl trio Stone Fox, hotly tipped singer-songwriter Lee Broderick, infectious melodies from The Rays and Luna Mile, who strip back their big rock sound especially for us. First up, we have Fife-born Troubadour Brent, aka Muddy Face. Essentially, Muddy Face is a band that the 24-year-old is recruiting while he's in London, but he was very happy to take to the stage alone and perform a handful of songs, and we're very glad he did. Here's Muddy Face performing Rise of the Kamikaze Rover, live from the Hard Rock Cafe, London.
Take your bed down here, man, you've been breaking the patience inside me.
Intrepid interviewer Cat Brown caught up with Brent in the fascinating surroundings of the Hard Rock Cafe Vault to chat about playing in weird places.
You know, I played a gig once and there was two guys watching us and it was just going so terribly that they asked for a shot of our instruments and we just went and watched them play instead. And they're terrible. They're actually god-awful. If they're listening to this, then, well, they probably don't know who they were now.
Flying the flag for pop on the night was glamorous London trio Stone Fox. Group members Pop Fox, Funky Fox and Rock Fox combined their unique styles and produced irresistible harmonies for the packed venue. Here's Stone Fox performing Set in Stone live at the Hard Rock Cafe London.
I'll make you want me, baby. It's set in stone.
Here, the girls talk to Kat about building up on-stage stamina.
Oh, it's hard.
Rehearsals, breathing.
We've been told we're supposed to sing, go to the gym and sing on the treadmills to try and get the stamina up. Because by the end of the set, if you're doing like 15 songs, the last one you're like...
But they're yet to hire us out
the last
private
one.
Gym.
Yeah.
Formed by chance in early 2005, things quickly fell into place for Lincoln-based rockers The Rays. And with songs like Economics and Nowhere Left to Run, it's easy to see why. And they left the audience in no doubt that this is a band to be looking out for. Here are The Rays with Nowhere Left to Run, live from the Hard Rock Cafe London.
Get you right up your feet. You start crawling but you're getting weak. You turn around and see, cause you lose it to reality. You try and take control.
The lads stopped in for a chat and discussed the difficulties of stripping down their sound.
Basically, we've just had to do the very best we possibly can with what we've got. So, I mean, John plays double bass a lot of the time, so he's taken on that role. I've always done a lot of percussion, so I've taken on that. And Lawrence has learnt to play acoustic guitar, which is great.
Especially for this as well.
They say music is in the genes, and this is certainly true of Tony Marie Iommi, lead singer of Midlands rockers Luna Mile, whose father just happens to be Black Sabbath guitar supremo Tony. Blending classic and modern, rock and pop, the band put in an impressive performance, with Tony Marie an irrepressible ball of energy on the stage. Here's Luna Mile performing 4 AM live from the Hard Rock Cafe London.
Are you happy that now there's nothing left to try? Are you happy that now you're lost and out of place? Oh, 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 what's it gonna be this time?
Speaking before their performance, Luna Mile discussed the importance of playing live for the band.
Very important.
Yeah, it's everything.
It's what we love to do, so...
It's the most important thing. There's nothing like playing live. Yeah. Nothing like playing live.
It's not about the money or anything like that. It's just about getting up on stage and playing.
For the buzz.
For the buzz of it, yeah.
For the buzz.
And the sheer enjoyment of the music.
Yeah.
The loud music.
The loud music. Yeah. Put that in there, the loud music.
Last but by no means least was 17-year-old Liverpool singer-songwriter Lee Broderick. Such is the buzz surrounding this young man, advanced copies of his album found their way into the iPods of Hollywood director Ridley Scott and star Elijah Wood. Lee's songs have earned comparisons with Bob Dylan and Jeff Buckley, which of course can't hurt. Here's Lee with Oh No, live from the Hard Rock Cafe, London.
Oh, I don't know what to do. Oh, I know, I think of you. Of you. Oh, I don't care where I am. Oh, I know, I'll call your name.
A clearly excited Lee had this to say on performing at an event like this.
Actually, I think just listening to the soundtrack, it's just, there's so much sort of like untapped great music out there, you know, and it's just, these kind of things are good because, I mean, I very rarely get a chance because of what I do, because I'm a solo artist, to get together with other musicians, you know, and really sort of like coerce with other musicians, and that's why I really enjoy doing this kind of thing, like a lot of bands on a bill and stuff like that.
So that's just a taster of our first Unplugged night, and the good news is our next monthly event takes place on Monday 30th of October. Log on to aloud.com to find out this month's lineup and how to win tickets at these exclusive events. Aloud. For when you want it louder.